Acts chapter 13. Now there were some prophets and teachers here and there in the church which existed in Antioch, Barnabas, and Simeon surnamed Niger, and Lucius the Cyrenian, and Manaen of common upbringing with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they were performing service to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set Barnabas and Saul completely apart for me for the work which I have called them to do." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and dismissed them. So these men were sent out by the Holy Spirit, and they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed away to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jews' synagogues. They also had John as an assistant. When they had crossed the island as far as Paphos, they found a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet, who had the name Bar-Jesus, who was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, an intelligent man. He called for Barnabas and Saul, and he was very keen to hear the word of God. But Elymas the magician, for that is his name when translated, opposed them, attempting to divert the proconsul from the faith. Then Saul, who is also known as Paul, filled with Holy Spirit, looked intently at him, and he said, "You who are full of all deceit and all fraud, son of the devil, hostile to all righteousness, will you not cease from perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is against you, and you will be blind, not seeing the sun for a time." And immediately a mist and darkness fell on him, and he went about seeking guides. Then, having seen what had taken place, the proconsul believed, and he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Then Paul and his company put out to sea from Paphos and went to Perga in Pamphylia. But John took leave of them and returned to Jerusalem. And they crossed from Perga and arrived in Antioch of Pisidia. And they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the leaders of the synagogue sent assistants to them, who said, "Men and brothers, if any of you have a word of encouragement to the people, speak up." Then Paul got up and signalled with his hand and said, "Men and Israelites, and you who fear God, listen. The God of this people chose our fathers, and he exalted the people during their stay in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm he brought them out of it. And for about a 40-year period he put up with their ways in the desert. And he destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, and he gave their land to them as an inheritance. And for about 450 years after that he gave them judges, until Samuel the prophet. Then after that they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul the son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David to them as king, to whom he also gave witness and said, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, to be a man after my heart, who will carry out all my will.' From the seed of this man, God brought salvation to Israel according to his promise, John having proclaimed in advance of his coming the baptism of repentance to Israel. And as John was completing his course, he said, 'Who do you think I am? I am not the one. But look, after me is coming one the shoes of whose feet I am not worthy to loosen. Men and brothers, sons of the stock of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to you the word of this salvation has been sent. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers did not know this man, yet they fulfilled the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, when they judged him. And despite not finding any grounds for a death penalty, they asked Pilate for him to be executed. And when they had finished doing everything that stood written about him, they took him down from the wood and put him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen for many days by those who went up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are witnesses of him to the people. And we preach to you the promise to the fathers which has taken place, that God has completely fulfilled it to their children, us, in raising up Jesus, as it also stands written in the second psalm, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. And in that he raised him from the dead, no longer destined to return to decay, he has spoken as follows. I will give you the faithful sacred things of David. On account of this, he also says in another place, You will not permit your Holy One to see decay. For David, having served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep and was added to his fathers and saw decay. But he whom God raised up did not see decay. So let it be known to you, men and brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is declared to you, and that through this man everyone who believes is justified from all the things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So see to it that what has been spoken by the prophets does not come upon you. Behold, you haughty ones, and be amazed, and vanish, for I am carrying out a work in your days, which you certainly would not believe if someone declared it to you. And when the Jews had gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles pleaded with them for the words to be spoken to them on the intervening Sabbath. And when the synagogue gathering had broken up, many of the Jews and the devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who addressed them and persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And on the next Sabbath, almost all the city gathered to hear the word of God. And when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy, and they spoke against the things being spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. But speaking out boldly, Paul and Barnabas said, It was necessary for the word of God to be spoken to you first, but since you discard it and do not judge yourselves worthy of age-abiding life, look, we are turning to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have appointed you as a light to the Gentiles, for you to be for salvation as far as the end of the earth. And the Gentiles, hearing this, rejoiced and glorified the word of the Lord. And those who were appointed to age-abiding life believed. And the word of the Lord was spread about through the whole of the region. But the Jews incited the devout women and those of high standing and the leading men of the city. And they stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and threw them out of their territories. But they shook off the dust from their feet against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and Holy Spirit.